Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, America. This is Alan Eric Dabowski right here on the Everyman Show, as usual, 6:30 p.m. It is March the 10th, I believe. Well, you know, Hillary's broken her silence. She's come out and she's starting to whitewash this major issue. We know that Fatima Abedin is Muslim Brotherhood, but that doesn't matter. We know that going all the way back to 1966, you know, she was slammed for various grievances while working. You know, she's been in the government, ladies and gentlemen, for 50 years. She's been floating around D.C. Espionage, breaking the law, doesn't matter to them. See, the law doesn't pertain to people that have forgotten what country they're in, the fact that we were literally, we've been at war now for 14 years. You know, forget that. We've been at war for over 200 years, for two centuries. The entire planet is loaded with people that hate the United States because we project freedom. We get the best of their world coming to our country, so they can, of course, go to work for the government, get ginormous secret payoffs. Yeah, billions of dollars. They get millions to come here. And their kids are able to live in this country forever and not work. They live on beautiful, large plots of land somewhere in the obscure, oh, I don't know, maybe like Jersey, like the 1,600 Nazis that were brought here in the 40s and 50s. Yeah. So you have to understand their allegiance to the country that gave them everything is taken for granted. Everything's taken for granted. It comes and it goes. They've got enough money to live for 500 lifetimes. The average congressman, senator, has about $7.5 million, going all the way up to Daryl Issa, $356 million. So what are they doing all day? They go to D.C., they make their friends, they shake hands. You see, if you're really good at paying off the right people, you get to break the law. You get to put the country at risk. You get to load the country with radical Islamists, radical El Salvadorian guerrillas, radical Mexican drug cartel members, MS-13, Latino maniac disciple, whatever they call themselves now. It's always evil. You know, why not have cartels and gangs after 200, you know, years of war and evil? I mean, you got bands out there, rock and roll bands, heavy metal bands. You've got your thrash metal bands, your death metal bands. You've got your, we had Michael Jackson. We have Barbara Streisand, and we have, you know, Lady Gaga, and we have Tony Bennett, and we had Frank Sinatra, but forget all that. The radicalization, the absolute darkening of the spirit of the human being across the globe, the idea that, wait a minute, you didn't get yours. You should be angry. You should go out there and do evil beyond the conception of human nature because you know what? You're a victim. Our sitting UN representative who calls himself the president. I call him the president. Change the S, make it a C. Then you get the picture. Break the law, be evil, get rewarded, be thought of as cool, man, and sing some Al Green tunes, marry a tranny, and have two adopted kids that you act like you gave birth to, and, well, that's just groovy, ain't it? If you're not in shock, if you're not walking around biting your fingernails, literally kicking everything in front of you, trying to figure out what happened to America, well, then you must be brain dead. But, of course, isn't that why they unleashed the Internet on us? Isn't that why people are busy running around trying to figure out how they're going to pay for food? We got 100 million people in this country on EBT cards. You got people like me who ran a very, what I would consider, I didn't want too much, kept it in control. As a contractor in D.C., I made
I did 300, 350 a year. By the time it was all said and done, after everything I had spent, I had to pay taxes on about 50 or 60, and I paid them. And then I said, you know what, the hell with this. I'm bugging out because I'm never, ever, ever, ever going to be a slave. If I have to live in a teepee and a cardboard box, and I'm being facetious, I'm being sarcastic, okay, because that's not going to happen. You see, I was a jet aircraft inspector. I became a carpenter, and I could do everything from the foundation to the roof. And I can also do the electrical work. And I could also probably put in a computer system. You see, I can crack open a book and read English. I can crack open a book and comprehend things. At 57 years old, my brain is back like it's never been because I take the nascent iodine. Off, I called Alex Jones today. I got on. The guy answers, what's your topic? Bam, bam, bam. I'm trying to explain it to him. He hangs up on me. So you know what? Fuck you, Alex Jones. Fuck you and your fucking bullshit Infowars.com, okay? How's that? So who cares? I can't stand listening to Michael Savage anymore. Mark Levin is constantly bringing on his show, the Daily Reports, the Daily News. It's rehash, 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 rehash. Nobody's telling you that 9/11 was an inside job. Nobody's telling you it was a nuclear explosion. Nobody's telling you they stole 350 nuclear warheads. Nobody's telling you that they got $20 million apiece. Hundreds and hundreds of congressmen, senators, insiders, military, you name it, they got big, big, ginormous payoffs. They probably spent a half. No, I'm not going to go that far. I'm going to say they, because they wouldn't part with it. They probably didn't have the available green paper fiat currency to give away half a trillion, but I'll bet you they gave away $250 billion. And at $20 million apiece, some people probably got $50 million. But see, Gordon Duff couldn't tell us all about that. You go to State of the Nation, you get that information. See, I believe it. I don't believe somebody would come out with this kind of bombshell information in me, and it would be a lie. I would not come on the Everyman Show and reiterate what I've learned if it were a lie. If I didn't have reference, if I couldn't go back and say, well, look, this, that, that. Luckily for me, when I click on a link, it doesn't have credit card numbers attached to it like it did Barrett Brown. I think the man was set up. I think somehow, because let me tell you something. If you believe the computer in front of you is not looking back at you, does not have the ability to install things that could put you in prison for the rest of your life, if you're that good at what you do, being a journalist, investigative journalist, well, let me tell you, it does. Just like the TV smart meters, you know, with your smart grid, your flat screens, everything else. So you're full of shit if you think you're safer than you were 25 years ago before the internet. You're full of fecal bacteria buildup if you think for a minute that what you're eating is not loaded with GMOs, no matter what it is, even if it's organic. Where did they get the water from? Are they sure the glyphosate was out of the water? Because if you got glyphosate in, it's destroying your kidneys. I'm 57 years old. Don't plan on making it to 70. I would assume that every 20-year-old out there who's overweight or mentally deficient or starving themselves to death for whatever reason so they can look good in their bikini while they're Twittering and tweeting and Facebooking and Pinecresting and their Instagramming will not see, perhaps, their 57th birthday. That, folks, have I got your attention yet? Are you liking the Everyman Show yet? Or are you busy tweetering and Twittering and Pinecresting and Instagramming? I don't know where I'm going to go with the Everyman Show, but I'm going to keep on going. Anyway, let's get back to it. Now, there's a lot of people now talking more about chemtrails than ever before. I told you about Morgellons disease. You can go on YouTube and find the videos. Look, I try to keep an eye on the guys I know, Dr. Blaylock, Dr. Black, Dr. Starr, Dr. Group. I was just being mean to Alex Jones because I really do love Alex Jones for everything he does, but I don't like being hung up on when I have to call 500 times and wait an hour and a half and finally get picked up on and get hung up on. But screw you, because I'll never call you again, you little fat turd. So anywho, here we go, and we have issues with kids now. They're all, let me tell you something, if you think these globalists are not going to get their hands around the necks and into the brains and into the minds and into the bodies of these little kids, if you think transhumanism is not real well, then you're just not paying attention. You don't care about the poly. You don't care about the plastic in our systems. You don't care about the fact that Fukushima is literally killing the Pacific. What they want to do is they want to gradually get us exposed to more radiation. Radiation causes cancer, so now you have cancers up 10,000% and diabetes is up 5,000%. You've got autism. 1 in 50 kids has autism. And I'll tell you what, I wish somebody would make a bet with me. I wish somebody would tweet me, Alan Eric Dabosky, on Twitter and say, hey, dude, I'll bet you $50,000. I'll bet you $50,000 that in 5 years, autism will be 1 in 25. And I'll bet you $50,000 that it'll be 1 in 10 in the year 2025. I will be 67 years old, strolling on the beach in Florida or California, living in my trailer, getting my whatever I can get. Look, if I can get beans and rice, some salt and some pepper, a little bit of spice, and I can go to the grocery store and steal, I'll survive. I always like to pull up to the old open bar there, you know, the one that everybody sneezes on and puts boogers in the egg salad. Doesn't matter to me. Hell, I'll eat it. When you're starving, just like Mal, when you're starving, you'll eat anything to stay alive. But you know something? Let's just pay attention to what's going on out here in the real world. You've got planes falling out of the sky and disappearing. You have nuclear blasts in the Ukraine. Putin is preparing for World War III right now, and he's not, I don't think he's going to look back. I think they have weapons that we don't know about. Venezuela just arrested half a dozen of our spies. And then there's Hillary Clinton and her emails, and her husband hates America, and he likes to rape women in the White House, and, you know, he's a big, fat cokehead who likes to chew on women's back while they're having sex and then do a couple lines off their ass. Oh, he's a big-time cokehead. And these people have not left Washington. They're never going to be embarrassed. They're never going to shy away. They're never going to stop. And they're always going to be there. And I'm just sick of it. But see, I don't care. I can turn it off. I can grab my little dog, and I can go to the beach and walk around and look at the seagulls and dodge the seagull shit. You know, at least for now, seagulls are able to shit in public. I assume at some point our tax dollars are going to go to diapers for seagulls. Yeah. You know, they're killing the last rhino. You've got these animals in Africa still shooting elephants, 50-year-old elephants, standing there eating, and they walk up and shoot it to death for sport. Now, I'm going to tell you something right now. There's going to be a price to pay, and they're all over the internet, and people know who they are. And let me tell you something. If you suddenly had an accident or something happened that was unexpected, I would laugh and dance on your ashes. I would literally fall over laughing. Not quite like Hillary did Gaddafi, because after all, that was murder. She ordered his death. Ford said there will be no more political assassinations in 1976. Ladies and gentlemen, when the government decides that something is illegal, hear me good, that only means they're going to do it 10 times more than they were before they made it illegal. Just like I told you, they bring the drugs in on C-130s, tons of heroin, tons of drugs, but it's illegal to have them. Now it's illegal to have a smartphone while driving down the road. If they catch you, man, it's a $290 fine. I went through a stop sign. It's not 2 points anymore. It's 3 points. Let me give you a little heads up. Thought I'd light my cigar. It's going to be illegal to have cash in your pocket when you're out and about. Watch this happen. How long will it be before it's illegal to say anything bad on the internet about the president, the dictator? And I'm going to tell you what. You think you're blowing smoke up your butt about this next presidential election? I don't think there's going to be one. You heard me. I wanted that to sink in. Obama's talking about a catastrophic event that's going to make him a dictator or have a third term. He's so far up the UN's ass. The UN has gotten their talons. And let me tell you something. The Islamification of the United States of America is literally, it is like rain. It's here. They're doing it. That's what Valerie Jarrett and Van Jones want. And this is where your money went every time you bought a gallon of gas. And this is what they're doing while they're colonizing Africa. You see, Africa is a paradise. It doesn't snow in Africa that I know of. And all the diamonds are in South Africa, and all the gold, ladies and gentlemen, is still down in the ground. While the world's gold, we have HSBC now, has closed seven of their gold vaults, but it's in a retail secure location. So I don't know what the hell they're talking about, neither does the gentleman at Western Journalism, and neither does Gerald Celeste. So you need to figure out what's going on, and I think they're bunkering the stuff. I think the stuff is being put in some very secure locations, in bomb-proof, nuke-proof bunkers. They're disappearing it, folks, and you're not going to be able to buy it anymore, just like in 1933 when Roosevelt scarfed it all. And those coins are worth $1 million apiece. I got a fake one, a copy. I'm thinking about getting a salvage ship, knowing that 90% of the gold that they were floating around with 300 years ago is still in the ocean somewhere. Maybe that ought to be a fun trip. Not so much about money, just the adventure of salvage. Are we going to be able to salvage America? Or is America going to be a wasteland, a melting pot? Are they really going to nuke this joint? They say that ISIS is in all 50 states now. Yeah. Obama says ISIS is in all 57 states still. So my question would be, what the hell are the 18-year-olds going to do 30 years from now? What in the hell are college graduates going to do over the next 10 years? Are they all going to be lawyers? We know that that's a crock. Are they all going to be scientists? Well, what the hell else can they research? They've already mapped everything on the planet down to the DNA. And they control it, and they have the RNA and DNA inhibitors, and it's in the drugs, it's in the chemtrails. Chemtrails are loaded with blood cells and viruses and all kinds of nasty metals and poisons and toxins. And you can go to naturalnews.com and get a load of that. Or you can go to stopthecrime.net and get a load of that. And there's site after site after site after site.com. Maybe I'll launch tripwire.com if I get the investors. And it'll be a private server like Hillary, and they'll have to go get a court order to take my server. Maybe they should get a court order to take Hillary's server, because I've seen far too many pictures of this woman wrapping her arms around these horrible, 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 inhumane, barbaric people in radical Islam that can't stand us because we are the big Satan. Well, they want to blow Israel to kingdom come. You see, that's not going to happen without some real catastrophic events. So I don't know how your thyroid is, but mine's loaded with iodine for now. I don't know if I'm going to buy anything else from Infowars.com because they keep hanging up on me. But who cares? You know, who really cares about calling Infowars.com? Perhaps we should all be calling our senators five times a day. Call our congressmen five times a day. Pick up a pen. Dear Barack Hussein Obama, why do you hate America? Forget what Giuliani said. He's a 9/11 insider. I don't even want to look at that scumbag. But ask yourself these questions. Ask Obama these questions, sir. Do you really think that this is going to go well for your future? I don't think a man who actually had children would do this. I don't think a man who actually had a real woman as a wife would do this. And the First Lady wants to give kids two pieces of salami, a little nugget of cauliflower, and some yellow goo in the school lunches. How much more inconsiderate, diabolical, evil can these people lay on the children with Common Core, teaching young children, babies, 5, 6, 7 years old, to reach down and touch themselves? It's pedophilia, so they want to approve pedophilia. You see, this is Sharia law, folks. They have their little peasant slaves. They rape children en masse. They chop their heads off. They kill them. They do the most undeniable, inhumane, hard things. I mean, if it were me, let's say I was elected president tomorrow, which is not going to happen, but I can only tell you that you would not want to be, well, let's just say over there, because I would unleash a fury, first diplomatically, they would have the ultimatum, then I would make my red line, then I would order my generals and my admirals, my army, my navy, my air force, my marines, my mercenaries, I would order whoever is running these mercenaries now. And I've talked about Vanel Group, and I've talked about Brown and Boot, and maybe that's why I'm being hung up on InfoWars, but they've done what they've done with the drug trafficking and the human trafficking and didn't get in trouble. There was nobody went to prison. You know, I'm sure a few people were assassinated, like, well, what the heck? You know, Gary Webb, Michael Hastings, yeah, whatever. You better believe those were assassinations, folks. And they're worried about now this what's his name, Ricky Thick? And this other guy with the ceiling ain't got no roof. I can't remember his name, Jamal. Yeah, they got to pay for stealing some songs, $7.3 million, to, I think it's Marvin Gaye's people, the people that own the copyrights to that. And I know that sucks, but believe me, they'll just write the check and it'll be over. Maybe Katy Perry can come out and do some more Illuminati halftime shows to take our minds off of the dark world we are entering. We've got refugees all over the world, and Obama's going to open the floodgates to them. You know, we blow them up, and then they get to come here. And we have all of these illegal aliens that Obama said, well, you know what, in 2017, you're going to get $35,000 apiece. Yeah. You don't know that Vietnam refugees received $15,000 apiece when they came here. See, you don't know that. You don't know that there's probably, well, they printed well over $250 trillion in the last 100 years. It's floating around out there, and you do everything you can to get some, because that is the trade. That is the currency. That is the legal tender. You may not have any talent, so you won't be able to barter. But if you do have talent, you might be able to barter. But you'll have to have a license. You're going to have a license, ladies and gentlemen, to sit on your toilet and leave your carbon footprint. You're going to have a license to go onto the internet, much less use it. You'll pay for every keystroke, I guarantee it. And if you don't, they'll fine you, just like going through a toll booth. You didn't make your payment, your credit card was declined.
You now are paying 48% interest per day. Please remit payment immediately. Thank you so much for using the internet.
You know, they put Islamist heads of agencies in almost every major protective agency in the federal government. Homeland Security, FBI, CIA, NSA, it's all literally run by the people that you fear the most. And then you have all these people that are just cool with it, man. I mean, they're people too. They would never hurt us or spy on us or send people to put us in jail from a tweet or a download that we did 2 years ago. Well, yes, they will. You see, they're going to put the cuffs on every living, breathing human being in the United States eventually. At least they'll put the cuffs on you and haul you in and put you in an orange jumpsuit and scare the crap out of you while they stick their fingers up your ass to see if you smuggled anything in. And, of course, when they let you go, you're not going to be the same person and you're going to want to go live in a refrigerator box because you don't want to have anything you worked hard for. You don't want to lose it. Why bother? Nothing to lose, man. I'm not worried. I ain't got nothing to lose. Pretty soon you won't have any memory that they don't allow you to have. You won't have any emotions they don't allow you to have. The United States has gone places that most countries will not even think about. Even Putin says, I'm not going to poison my people with GMOs. Get the crap out of here. Don't need it. We're coming off the dollar. They're going to put Europe into the blackest fear. Europe is going into the dark ages, folks. You better believe it. They will not have gas. They won't be able to get heating oil. They're going to barely be able to afford 2 gallons of gas for their car to get back and forth to work. I'm seeing stories all over the web about all these people that walk 10 miles, 15, 20, 30 miles to work. You know what that is? That's them telling you that you are either in a certain social realm hierarchy driving anymore. You have no right to drive. You will have no right to pull over and watch the sunset because your automobile is not programmed to do this. I'm telling you it's coming. I'm telling you they've already got this in the works. Artificial intelligence is going to take over everything. You will wake up in the morning, you will walk over to a speaker box, and you will announce that you are now mobile. You will walk over to a speaker box and announce that you are leaving your home. You will walk over to a speaker box and announce that you would like to use your bathroom.
You now have permission to enter bathroom. You are permitted to use 10 gallons of water only. Do not exceed the limit, or you will be fined 1,000 pubic hairs.
So here we have it, ladies and gentlemen. Horrible, horrible reality. 200 years after our men kicked these Brits out of here and killed them all, it never stopped. The queen has been noted as saying, please don't let me be the last queen. You got and by the way, Venezuela, Obama says we can't have that regime arresting our spies. So plan on that war coming. We have a maniac in the White House, ladies and gentlemen, a rabid dog. I'm sorry, but I've come to my conclusion. I raised my right hand when I joined the Navy and I said, I will defend this country against enemies, both foreign and domestic. Are you going to defend your country? Are you going to take care of business? I hope so. Till tomorrow at 6:30, I'll see you then. This is the Everyman Show. Bye-bye.